Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh yeah, we are back once again for another edition of When Espresso Meets Whiskey. It is another edition of Mocha Mondays on the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel. It is me, your true hill phenom SP3, back in the saddle once again with Mommy Niangi's baby boy Sat E. What's going on, brother? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good, man. It just full of wrestling. Wrestling is this cruel mistress that you know, demands your time and attention. You just want to go out there and chill. But oh no, you got, you know, a lot of stuff to watch. Sat E, the E stands for efficient, because we're only here for 25 minutes. No fillers, straight hot takes. Welcome to Wrestling Daily 2.0. My goodness, we're on for 25 minutes. What's going on around here?
2.0.
2.0, my goodness. We're on for 25 minutes.
You need a 2.0 name, because Alex is Irish Whip. I am Harlem Shake. Who are you? Putting you on the spot. Right at the beginning of the show.
London Burning.
Oh, London Burning up in here. We got Harlem Shake and London Burning for 25 minutes. And yes, you are right, Uptown Avondale. I always forget which one I am. I am Bourbon. But yes, this is the new edition, the new version, the 2.0 version of Wrestling Daily. So we're going to hit you fast, furious, and efficient with the news. And we got to talk about the titular news, Sat E, which has to do with a certain former WWE champion, WWE Universal champion, former WWE superstar Bray Wyatt, and him saying a couple of things and using his social media platform. But before we do that, drop a like on this video, share this video on all your favorite social media platforms. If you are new to the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel, it's time to hit that subscribe button. Hit the bell to stay notified, because you got 5 days, 5 weekdays of week of daily content to enjoy. Myself and Sat E on Monday, Sat E and Alex on Tuesday. You got myself and Alex on Wednesday, Alex and Steph on Thursday, and then Alex with our special guest. And yes, it's all 25 minutes. So unfortunately, tomorrow will be the first one without your gorgeous faces on it. There's no call-in for tomorrow, but we are going to be working. This is a testing, a pilot type of experiment that we're doing. So we're going to bring you something to bring you, make you included in the
let's
show.
Let's not lie to them. So this is what happened, right? Last Tuesday's call-in, there's a lot of capping about Becky Lynch because of that disgusting behavior. None of you guys are allowed to talk anymore. You disrespected Becky Lynch. She put on a great match this past Sunday, you know, proving you hate is wrong. You guys stuck your foot in your mouth, and now we're doing 25 minutes because you spoke ill of Becky Lynch. That's what happened. Let's tell the truth.
Hey, I was totally fine with that because I'm a Ronda Rousey fan. But like I said, we're going to talk and, of course, become a Wrestling Daily member. Hit that join button right down below us. You can send in an Ultra Chat to be a part of the conversation. WrestleTalk.com/Wrestling Daily. And yes, let's talk about that titular news, which has to do with Bray Wyatt breaking his silence, apparently. He was very busy on the Twitter machine yesterday. He tweeted out a picture of himself and the Wyatt Wyatt family standing across the ring from the Usos and Bryan Danielson back in 2014 as the Usos versus the Street Profits last night at Extreme Rules. And then he had an interesting response to a tweet from WrestleNews.co, who did an article on Seth Rollins' great interview on the Broken Skull session with Stone Cold Steve Austin, where Seth Rollins, and I quote, said that he wanted to strangle Vince McMahon following how at Hell in a Cell 2019, that infamous match with himself and the Fiend Bray Wyatt went down with the red light, with Seth Rollins using a sledgehammer to smash the head of the Fiend, and that causing a disqualification in a damn Hell in a Cell match. And Seth Rollins was very upset. He stared down with Vince McMahon, wanted to strangle him. It took him a day to calm down and eventually talk to Vince McMahon and say that this can never happen again. And Bray Wyatt responded to the article and said, and I quote, "Wait until you hear my reaction." So this has caused a lot of stir, a lot of speculation that Bray Wyatt is getting ready and geared up for a tell-all podcast, whether that be with Talk is Jericho and we hear the advertisements of the Omaha Steak, whether that be on Oral Sessions with Renee Paquette, who just did an interview with Adam Cole just recently. So I don't know who it's going to be, but it's going to be a very interesting one. What do you think about Bray Wyatt's response and his plans to break his silence on Hell in a Cell 2019, Zach?
It seems like Bray Wyatt took time out of making babies. You know, him and Matt Hardy competing who can make, you know, the most babies with their spouses. But yeah, he's someone that for years, because he's always been very cryptic in his response each time when a booking decision goes wrong. It's always the fans, and he's always saying, be patient, or you haven't seen the other side of the story. So it'd be interesting to know how the man... See, the thing is, I don't really care about the Bray Wyatt character because it's been cancelled. Wyndham Rotunda, that is who I want to find out from. The guy behind the character in real life, how he felt. There's been so many rumors that his mental health after Brody Lee died. So it'd be great to find out throughout the years what's been true, what's been false. I mean, even finding out how he felt, how, you know, the original Wyatt family, how his original character was treated. I mean, this is a wrestler who's come up with probably three solid characters as Bray Wyatt. If you think about it, the original, you know, cult leader, then he was the creepy children's presenter, and the Fiend. So it's not easy to come up with three interesting characters, which he's able to do, and then for all of them to go flush down the toilet. So he's someone definitely I want to get, you know, tap into the mind and understand his psyche, because he's someone that we found out, you know, he had a lot to do with his character. He wasn't someone who sat there and creative goes, you know, you play a spooky character. He obviously has a mind, a creative brain, and definitely someone I would like to hear from is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of so many different things just in, you know, his whole release. And, you know, we heard a lot of things coming out of that him and Vince McMahon had a very hot and cold type of relationship. We heard that from PW Insider. There was talks about, you know, him not being happy with the creative direction of The Fiend. Freddie Prinze Jr. came out in an interview and said that it was kind of viewed as like punishment for his loss against Goldberg at in 2020 before WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia. So there's a lot for Bray Wyatt to talk about from, like you said, the very beginning of the Bray Wyatt character with the cult leader and, you know, the decision to lose to John Cena at WrestleMania 30, which kind of was the first like stop to his character, whether it was his loss to The Undertaker at WrestleMania 31, the breakup of the Wyatt family in the latter half of 2014. What is like besides the Hell in a Cell, which is definitely going to be a long talking point for Bray Wyatt whenever he decides to do this tell-all podcast. And we should also mention that there is rumors that he will be debuting this week, this Wednesday, on AEW Dynamite in Rochester, New York, which is the hometown of the late, great Brody Lee, one of his best friends. So what is, besides the Hell in a Cell 2019, the one thing you want to hear from Wyndham Rotunda address in this eventual podcast?
I mean, it has to be the biggest thing he's done this year, which is lose at WrestleMania inexplicably against Randy Orton. When I understand what was the original plans, him being burnt, I didn't mind him being burnt. It's just that the payoff, there wasn't much of a payoff, and now he's gone. So basically find out what was the original idea, why was he gone for so long as well? Because we were kind of shocked that the storyline kind of halted for a bit. He was gone for a while, and Alexa Bliss kind of took over in the feud. So you can kind of tell there was probably creative differences. He probably walked out. For all we know, he probably walked out and wasn't happy with what creative had planned for him. And then to save face, they kind of like extended it with Alexa Bliss. That's just my chucking out probably a reason why. There's like a lot of strange Fugazi things happen throughout that last winter and all the way to WrestleMania that I want to know about. That's definitely number one on my list, because I think it paved the way for why he left, why they released him. There's a lot behind we don't know about.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a whole lot. Like, this is a saga that he went through throughout, like, the past 5 to 6 years, from the Wyatt cult leader to, you know, the Firefly Funhouse. I would love to hear his mindset on the Firefly Funhouse match against John Cena at WrestleMania 36, which kind of we thought would, revitalize the character following the loss to Goldberg, and they never really came through and like fulfilled him the way that we all thought. So there's a lot of stuff for him to discuss in this eventual podcast. So who you think is going to get it? Do you think it's going to be Jericho? Do you think it's going to be Rene Paquette? And do you think he's going to make his debut on Dynamite this week?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, I want it to be Renee because my tolerance with Jericho, you know, dwindled a lot over the last couple of years. And then
understandable.
Yeah. And in terms of AEW, if we're following the program, currently the Dark Order, their house is not in order because, you know, they don't have a clear leader. And I was assuming it's because it was designed for Hangman Page to come in and actually, you know, get them back together. But what if this infighting is all designed for Wyndham Rotunda to debut? And I know they said they'll never have a leader because out of respect to Brody Lee, but it's kind of like, even though it's kind of weird, if Brody Lee was alive today, he would actually roll his eyes a bit that, you know, the Wyndham Rotunda joined him, because the whole point of him going to AEW was for him, you know, the former henchman becoming his, you know, leader. He came into his own in AEW. That brief period, you got to see a brief, you know, spark of what could have been with Brody Lee. So it's, I don't know, how would he feel up in heaven looking, ugh, even in death, I can't escape this guy, you know, in my legacy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, because it's kind of, because negative one being the unofficial lead, I don't know. Because a lot of people want Dark Order to have a leader because they don't accept Evil Uno as a leader. So I see if he does come over, he suits being a cult leader. He may be the new leader to get the Dark Order in shape. I'm not too sure. What about you? What do you think about who's going to podcast him?
I think the best way to kind of go full throttle with the Dark Order Civil War, which is seemingly with the lines being split between Evil Uno and Stu Grayson and Colt Cabana and the younger members of the Dark Order. I think that, you know, if the younger members are aligned with Hangman Page because they wanted to make save for Hangman Page, and then the older members go with Wyndham Rotunda, you have a natural storyline there between Wyndham Rotunda and Hangman Page. And I'm under the understanding, I know if some people disagree with me, but I think they should do Brian Danielson versus Kenny Omega 2 at Full Gear. And to keep Hangman busy, I think that the best way to do that is a long-form feud with Wyndham Rotunda and Hangman Page. Hangman gets through Wyndham Rotunda before he gets to Kenny Omega. That's the best way to keep him busy and to prolong his eventual coronation until 2022. I think that's enough of a feud that, you know, fans can sink their teeth into and, you know, find enjoyable. But I'm not too sure if we're going to see Wyndham Rotunda debut, you know, this week on Dynamite. I haven't heard it from, you know, any of the, you know, the Sean Ross Sapps, the Dave Meltzers of the world. This has been kind of by like the outliers of the world kind of making these reports and rumors. And I think that he should, you know, probably wait, because, you know, we did get a lot in the last month or two from AEW, from CM Punk, Ruby Soho, Adam Cole, Brian Danielson. And the, you know, the more weeks that pass by before Wyndham Rotunda comes in, I think it's going to benefit him more, even though it would be a great moment in front of that loud crowd in Rochester, New York, who was supposed to get Brody Lee's debut last year before the pandemic started. So it would be very appropriate. But we want to hear from you guys watching, all the live viewers. We're already halfway through the show, Sat. We want to hear from you. WrestleTalk.com/WrestlingDaily. We already got some Ultra Chats in here. We got one from ERCE18 saying, Mocha Mondays is the best day in wrestling. Thank you. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Puts a smile on our face. If anyone wants to see Paul White kill some geeks in a 3-on-1 match, watch tonight's Dark Elevation. Yes, Dark Elevation was taped before AEW Dynamite Grand Slam and AEW Rampage Grand Slam, and Paul White was there. Are you looking forward to, or what match would you like to see from Paul White in AEW, Sat?
A retirement match would be great. I mean, he's no. Listen, you're laughing, but I'm trying to.
That's mean.
No, it's not mean. It's because Paul White's like a ghost. You know, left over Big Show. He was meant to retire years ago against Shaq. That's when he got in the best shape of his life. So he's been kind of like in his holding pattern for years because he never got his dream retirement match. But now he's in AEW. He can have his retirement match with Shaq. End his career on, you know, on a great. He can barely walk. I mean, you know, he started to have Andre the Giant mobility, you know, 1980s vibe. So if you're moving like Andre the Giant in 1987, 88, you know, it's better for you to, you know, kill your career. So yeah.
I understand. I want to see him versus like Luchasaurus. I want to see him versus one of the big men from AEW, Wardlow, someone of that, Powerhouse Hobbs. I would love Powerhouse Hobbs to be that retirement match and put him away. That would be a nice little touch right there. We got another Ultra Chat from Mayor of Painesville, Dan. He says, Extreme Rules, not worth talking about. WXW Catch Grand Prix. Yes, worth talking about. Axel Tischer, aka formerly known as Alexander Wolf, won the tournament. Akira Francisca from All Japan was there. The show will soon come to Peacock/WWE Network. Who do you want to see in WXW, Sat?
Alex Wright. I want to see Dust Wunderkind. You know, he's someone that I guess he left unscathed. Or doing post Monday Night Wars, Triple H, you know, with his itchy thighs, then put him between his legs and drive his head straight to the ground and get his win back. But he's someone that, you know, he lives in infamy because he kind of ended his career quite early. He went back to Germany, started on wrestling school, and he's living his life chill. But I want him to come back and, you know, have another match. You know,
he's the dust. He does older kid now.
Yeah,
that's Wonder Kid.
That's owned. Yeah, that's older kid. That's it. You know, some German you learn in high school in you know New York. You know,
exactly.
Brooklyn. You know, congratulations.
That's what we learned in Harlem. But yes, we do got to bring up Extreme Rules because it was quite the show. I would say the wrestling was very good on the show, while the creative was creative. And you know, we talked about that ending to Hell in a Cell 2019, and I've been hearing comparisons, which it wasn't that bad, ladies and gentlemen, but it was pretty bad when Finn Balor, the demon, rose from the dead because he heard the heartbeat from his music. The whole crowd in Columbus, the whole building in Columbus, Ohio, went red. The heartbeats made him flop like a fish, and then he rose from the dead. He put Roman Reigns through the table. He went to the top rope, and God struck him down. God struck down that demon. He turned heel on Shawn Michaels. He turned heel on Finn Balor. He turned heel on Miro because he is favoring another champion, and that champion is Roman Reigns, and he got the victory over the demon Finn Balor and then looked up to the heavens and was like, thank you. What did you think about the ending to Extreme Rules last night?
Okay, the demon character is like, tell me you've never seen a Prince Devitt match without telling me you've never seen a Prince Devitt match. Because the body paint was an extension. It wasn't even like, I swear it wasn't even a whole different entity. It was just him, you know, having...
If it wasn't for the red tints, it kind of looked like blackface to me. I'm not...
Yeah,
I don't want to say it, but I have to say it kind of looked like blackface. I was kind of worried there for a minute. I was like, Finn, I know you're for everyone, but I didn't know you were like that.
So the demon character, so the presentation of the demon character is basically someone misses the fiend so very much. There goes leftover spooky effects. They're like, oh no, we don't have the fiend anymore. Ah, there's a demon character. He looks spooky. Let's put it on him. So that's what it felt like. It felt like all the things you hate about the fiend is like the demon character's inherited it, because he doesn't need the heartbeat. His music was playing. I was a bit confused. I was like, am I playing his music? Is Alexa playing his music? It was just so cringe.
He was the demon New Jack.
Yes. Yes. It was New Jack-esque. It was very New Jack-esque, and I didn't understand it. For me, all of that, it was just very cringe. It was very cringe. The match was great. It didn't need the heartbeat. And poor Finn trying to find the rhythm, because, you know, he missed it the first couple of times, and you could tell someone, whoever was the producer for that, should get fired. Finn, when you're on the floor, you hit the doom-doom, and you can act like you've been revived. So whoever said that should get fired, because that was bullshit.
I mean, half of his butt cheek was out, so I know the women and all the people that are attracted to Finn Balor, men, gay men, you know, everyone. It was for everyone.
It's for everyone,
the
booty, yeah.
The booty
Roman Reigns just yanked it up for everyone.
It was for everyone right there. It's funny enough, though, we weren't the only ones making jokes and finding it amusing or mocking it. Apparently, Ricochet found himself in the headlines because the Twitter account, WWE Creative Humor Twitter, posted a tweet saying, who knew the rope was going to collapse under the weight of ridiculous booking? And Ricochet liked the tweet. So it's not too much to read into, but do you think that Ricochet is kind of amused by the booking, or does he look at it and be like, I'm looking into a mirror of the bad booking that I've been receiving?
Yeah, that's the same BS he's been dealing with. I can't wait to get Finn Balor's, you know, broken skull session to talk about that whole BS they just put him through. But I'm really hoping that it leads somewhere. Okay, we're all like crapping on it. For me, I didn't mind the execution. It was just like the red lighting and the silliness. But the thing is, the ring can break sometimes, and the way they acted, yeah, until he got speared, it didn't act like, oh, was that meant to happen? So I'm hoping that is a case of Finn Balor being screwed over. I'm hoping this is actually the beginning of a Finn Balor heel turn, because if for him to face Cena, he has to be the heel in the equation. I want it to be like a Bret Hart 97 thing where he's getting screwed over time and time and again, and he does a pipe bomb in that Irish accent. There's this, you know, it's feckin' ridiculous.
So that's what I'm hoping.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. You know, he went from being NXT being like a more, you know, sullied and hardened individual. I want him to, you could tell that he didn't even want to bring the demon back. He thought that was a crutch for his character. He's like, you see me so bland, that's what you bring out the demon. He's such an interesting character by himself, but yeah. I'm hoping. I know Matthew, you know, Ledesma saying, you know, I'm expecting too much. But, you know, it's better to have hope. If we're watching wrestling, like we're watching, you know, a Serbian film, we better, you know, bloody heck, enjoy it a bit.
What a shot. What a shot there. but yes, I would say outside of that finish, outside of the disappointing finish to Becky and Bianca, the Extreme Rules card was had good wrestling up and down the card, but it's kind of what Vince McMahon has said. It's a damning statement. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. And that was one of the stupidest or funniest endings to a WWE pay-per-view in quite some time. Probably easily top 10, in my opinion. But speaking of pay-per-views, we got to talk about also real quick that Full Gear got announced for November 13th. It's going to be in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the Target Center. Our very own Steph Chase. He's like very happy. November, you everyone in the UK, you folks are able to bust out and travel, and she says she's going to Full Gear. I miss AEW Grand Slam, so I've been in talks. I've been in talks with the wife. I might be going to Minneapolis, and
you missed it.
Yeah, I had a family emergency. My kids were sick, so I had to miss it. So I
Great
might
dad.
Be. Yes. I'm have to make that move to Full Gear, maybe. But also, WWE announced a big show set today, saying that WWE Royal Rumble is going to be on a Saturday next year, on January 29th from St. Louis, Missouri, and it's going to be in front of that dome at America Center in St. Louis, which is supposed to hold over 60,000. What do you think about Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, and WrestleMania, according to Andrew Zarian, are all going to be stadium shows next year?
Fantastic. Doing it on a Saturday means I can sleep well on Sunday, because usually I've worked the next day. I live in the UK. WWE airs from like 1 a.m. to like 4 a.m. or whatever. So that sounds like a great idea. What about you?
I'm looking forward to it. I think any type of change that they can get with the stadium shows is always fun. The stadium shows, they always do it better than most everybody else, although AEW did a great job on Wednesday and Friday night with their stadium show for AEW Grand Slam. I'm looking forward to, because it always looks a little bit bigger, a little bit more grander in front of those crowds. So that's going to be a fun show. And St. Louis has been kind of greedy lately. They missed out on getting Full Gear, but now they're going to get Royal Rumble. So that's very, very nice for them. But I think that is all. We have reached the 25-minute time limit draw. Omega and Danielson, it's gone to a draw here. Set E, tell the people where they can find you on social media, sir, and what we got on top for tomorrow on Wrestling Daily.
Follow me on Twitter at next to you. I talk about films, TV, and wrestling. And please holler at me. I do talk back. And also tomorrow, I may not be on tomorrow. I think Alex got a special guest. He's trying to organize that. So you may or may not see me tomorrow. I may be on Friday. It has been 100% confirmed. So I'm just letting you guys know now. So if you don't see me tomorrow, don't worry. You'll see me on Friday. If you see me tomorrow, that means it's business as usual. So yeah.
Ooh, I'm interested. Look, I love the tease. You're like a wrestling booker, giving us the tease at the end. And you can find me on True Heel SP3. And like I said, every Monday I will give you one match from the G1 to watch. Go out and watch Zack Sabre Jr. versus Shingo Takagi from night 3 of the G1 Climax 31. But this has been Mocha Monday's edition of Wrestling Daily. We're signing off until
we're out of time
tomorrow.